Chris, last week Carlos Dansby was out. You and Craig stepped up, played great in the interior. What kind of experience was that to you to get all those reps?
It was a good experience. I think me and Craig, we gelled together well. We just went out there and played football, and that's something that Carlos told us to do, just, go out there and try to win a ball game, and that's what we did. And, just got to put back-to-back weeks and, just try to do the same thing.
A lot of injured players won't even make the trip, yet Carlos wanted to be there, had the headset on, was engaged. What was he able to help you guys with, even though he wasn't help playing?
Just to help us to stay focused, then again, he was watching the game and telling us what he saw and telling us how we can attack a certain play better. And, just keeping everybody calm during that whole stretch of, having an interception, then having to stop them on defense, then having to march down there and kick a field goal. He kept everybody calm, and, he'd been in a lot of positions like that. So he was actually, a good help on the sideline.
How important has his leadership been to that linebacker room?
Very important. I'm a rookie, so I'm going in here, being my first year, not knowing, all the ropes. So I'm just following him, following his lead. And, he's been in it for 11 years, and he can just teach us a lot. So his leadership is very important to us, and, hopefully it'll carry on throughout the season.
11 games in, it's basically a college season in the books. How are you feeling physically, and do you feel like you're starting to get to the point where you're more confident playing more instinctually?
I feel good. My body feels good. I get massages here and there, and just try to take care of my body the best way as possible. And I feel like each and every game I improve and get better mentally. So, I'm just trying to stretch it out.